This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS? We will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's party time, my friends. We are live from, where are we? We're in, St. Petersburg, Florida. What are we doing here? Well, the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists is hosting me again for another year. I guess, I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign, Super Don, that I've been invited back to a group that cleans your colon. But regardless, we're going to be here live for the next few days, and got some great shows planned for you. So, Super Don, you think about that for a moment. We're going to bring
You know, you're always talking about my colon all the time, so now I guess it's time for you to maybe talk about yours, right?
Well, whenever I mention yours, it's in relationship to coffee. When I talk about my first guest, though, it's a relationship to just pure vitamin L. I love this guy. He's a champion, not only for freedom in general, but health freedom, all the stuff we do. And it's Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. And it's their 10th anniversary coming up on the 25th, this very Saturday, the only day that I don't broadcast live, so I couldn't wait. And Michael Bolden is back, and he's here, even though I'm here and he's there. The 10th Amendment Center is everywhere. That message is getting out around the world. Michael Bolden, how are you, my friend?
I'm awesome. My first time on the evening show. Mm-hmm. This is incredible. I'm really excited.
Right. So no opinion on the broadcast from the colon hydrotherapy, because there was no relationship to why I had you on related to that. It was only because of the 10th anniversary. You know that.
Oh, I have opinions. I don't know if they're appropriate for the show.
They're always appropriate for you, my friend. You know, especially since I teased you because I went out before the show to grab some food for the family, and there's an organic fast food restaurant, organic burgers, organic salmon burgers, and organic milkshakes. You can't believe this. The times are changing, Michael. It's not just in California anymore.
Now, if you start telling me you have organic raw milkshake...
Yeah,
ooh, I might show up in St. Petersburg tomorrow.
You know what? You can get that at my home. You can come visit me here.
Done.
Yeah, then you're in. But anyway, I don't know when the first time we encountered each other, but I think it might have been the 10-10-10 conference in Orlando many years ago when we were doing the 10th Amendment nullification tour. And just sensational what you and a small ragtag crew have achieved over these last 10 years. Maybe we can highlight some of the accomplishments, but first and foremost, for our new listeners around the world, start out telling everybody, what is the 10th Amendment Center? What's the 10th Amendment all about?
Oh, wow. It was 10-10-10. That was October 10th, 2010. It was an event we hosted in Orlando, Florida. We thought all the 10s worked really well with the 10th Amendment Center. And we're an organization that I founded as a blog from my bedroom with about $50 back in 2006. I had this goal that... I had been an anti-war activist for many years, and the Iraq War really got me. It was what got me active, and I was doing all kinds of work with organizations here in California. For example, one called Coalition for World Peace, and I loved the people that were there. I wish I would have kept in touch with more of them, but I recognized that a lot of the anti-war movement at the time really wasn't about being anti-war. Over a few years, I learned that they were just kind of anti-Bush's war, or they wanted to either replace war with other government programs. And I just was kind of thinking there really had to be something else that I could do, that I could have an impact. And as I learned and grew as a person and in my own educational kind of stance, I decided that, hey, you know what, I'm just going to start speaking out about this thing. So I registered actually a few domain names. It was 10th Amendment Center, 4th Amendment Center, and 5th Amendment Center. If you remember in the Bush years, all of them were under heavy threat as they are today.
Yes.
And I just started doing blogging. I was hoping to just reach one or two people, say, you know what, then I've done my job. You know what, I've done something. I had some spare time, and I said, I'm going to do it. And if I make sense to a few people, that's a good thing. I felt that I had to speak out, and I did it by typing with my little fingers. And over the years, it kind of caught on. People really liked that, the message that I was putting out there. And here we are today, where in the last few years, there's been a couple of major national polls, I believe by Rasmussen and maybe another one by Zogby. These are like major polls that have said that over 50% of the people now believe that if the federal government does something that you don't like, your state should either ignore it or do something to block it. And that certainly wasn't happening. It's not all us, but it certainly wasn't happening when I started the organization.
Well, and you know, the fact that, you know, being featured in major magazines, major newspapers, New York Times, the Time, whatever, they're featuring this little 10th Amendment Center. It's just stunning from where you, you know, a little blog, I just want to talk about, you know, what we feel is important. How do we stop this federal overreach, this violation of liberty on all levels, including, as you said, war out there, war in here, the violation of all of our liberties. And you answered the question before I could even ask it. Why not the Fourth Amendment Center? Why not the Fifth Amendment Center? The Tenth Amendment Center. And that's where we got to go next.
Yeah, well, the Tenth Amendment, I thought, felt closest to home to me, because it's basically this line in the sand. The Tenth Amendment, the short version, is the feds can do a certain amount of things, and everything else, the people of each state, we have to keep in mind it's the people, whether the people decide that their government on the state level or local level is going to do something, the people of each state are going to make a determination of how they're going to deal with something, or maybe they're not going to deal with something. And that's the only, the founders were pretty smart dudes in this regards. They came from a history in Europe where basically, especially the kings all over the place, they just saw one person making the decision for large swaths of land and all the conflict and pain and suffering that created. So we've got this huge country. It was huge at the time of the founders. There were 13 states, really 13 colonies that became states in the country of the United States. And now we're way bigger. And the idea that people here in California, as a general rule, have the exact same view on religion, on politics, on economics, on all kinds of different things, have the same view as people, let's say, in Montana or in South Carolina, is absurd. So the only way that you can have all these widely varying viewpoints and approaches to life is to allow these people to make their own choices, and that way we can live in peace instead of, as our friend Tom Woods has said over the years, what we have is this every 4 years, we have this low-grade civil war of one side smashing the other side over the head, hoping to get control of the whole enchilada. And in the end, that's really kind of sucking for all of us.
Yeah, I remember one of the first things hearing you speak, and when people would ask, you know, they want to know, are you a leftist? Are you from the right side of it? Because, you know, it seems like everybody has to have an angle, right, on why this is not a good thing or why it's a great thing.
Well, they like pigeonholing you.
Yeah, very much so. And you would say, well, this is about one thing. And, you know, it was a great catch line, and I still use it to this day to credit you as well. One thing, the Tenth Amendment is about one thing, and they all go, we'll be waiting. What is that one thing, right? And it's like Curly from, you know, one of the movies about the, what was it, with Billy Crystal, if you remember that.
City Slickers.
City Slickers, right. And then you'd say, weed. Everybody would go, what, weed? Yeah, cannabis. And at the time, you know, I don't know how many states had already nullified, you know, federal prohibitions of cannabis, but right now I think it's up to 25 and the District of Columbia that have said to the feds, pound sand on this 10th Amendment issue.
Yeah, and that's exactly, and at some point I'm going to either write a book or do a documentary called How Do You Spell Liberty, and it's going to be W-E-E-D, because this has provided us with a blueprint of sorts of how to approach federal programs that we don't like, or how to, not even necessarily thinking about that on the negative direction, but on a positive level, how do we accomplish things that we want to accomplish? So people who have people who want to legalize marijuana, whether it's for medicinal or for personal recreational uses, a lot of people tried for a long time, and they still are trying to get Washington, D.C. to allow all of us to be free, to give us a little permission slip, basically.
Yeah.
And that is never, ever going to work. It almost never does. And when it does, I can't think of any time it really has. But let's say there's some time that I'm just not thinking of. Well, you could have 4 or 5 years down the line, you're going to have a different dude in charge or a different woman in charge, and their buddies are going to just flip it around or use whatever power you've given them against you. So we believe that a state and local solution is extremely effective. Not only do we believe it, we've been taught this by the founders. James Madison, for example, said that when you want to deal with federal overreach, the number one thing you should do is, quote, refuse to cooperate with officers of the union. And whether people in California in 1996 actually knew this or not, by passing Prop 215 and legalizing weed when the Fed said that they couldn't do it, legalizing it at the time for medicinal purposes, whether they knew it or not, they were putting this into practice. And we see this play out today. The Feds, people say, are starting to back off on this. But it's not because the Feds wanted to and just voluntarily did it on their own. It's because they met this massive resistance by states, communities, and individuals are saying, we're going to just do this whether you want us to or not.
Right. You know, one of the things I find, it, because I include the 10th Amendment Center in every lecture ever since we met, Michael. You got to understand this. And I know you do. But and I'm a card-carrying member. I'm 100%, 10% tenther. And, in fact, I just took a selfie here in the hotel where I'm broadcasting from in St. Pete with my 10th Amendment membership card. And I'm not a member of many things. We're going to send that out.
Okay.
I will. And I'm not a member of many organizations. Heck, many organizations wouldn't have me as a member. But even if you rejected me, I would find a way to sneak in, because the powers not granted to the federal government don't belong there. They belong to the states or the people, respectively, and we're living it. And when I talk, obviously, to health crowds, that's my focal point.
Yes.
And I talk in terms of the Fear and Death Administration, the FDA, responsible for, you know, third, second, first leading cause of death with everything all told. And I say, you know what? You can't vote new people in. It doesn't matter. It's the oligarchy, and it exists beyond even the vote. How do you do it? You've got to start nullifying and saying the feds don't have the authority to do what they're doing in terms of our health and our bodies, our food, etc. And do you think that's another expansion, and that's an appropriate way we can use the 10th Amendment? When we come back from this break, Michael, I want to get that from you. I know it's probably an obvious answer, but I love you, and I want you to let it loose. Bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by my good friend, Dr. Gloria Gilbert. She's here with me at the IAC conference in St. Pete. Next hour, Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box. We might have a special guest, the Doc of Detox. We do Detox of Fridays, but he's going to be with us to go outside the box as well, right here from St. Pete, Florida. More with Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center 10th anniversary after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Superdon's blasting out a selfie of, yes, RSB and my 10th Amendment Center membership card. And if you want to continue listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'm telling you right now, it's mandatory. And I don't mandate a lot of things because I'm not a federal government kind of guy, but this is, it's a soft mandate, okay? It's a loving mandate. Join TAC, the 10th Amendment Center. And maybe Michael will tell you how. I'm not sure, but regardless, Michael Bolton's here, the 10th Amendment Center, 10th anniversary. Michael!
It's hard to do interviews when you're laughing in the back, or I'm laughing in the background. I love you. I love you, Robert. Anyone who wants to join, I'm very grateful for the mention. It's 10thamendmentcenter.com/members. Mm-hmm. At very least, I hope people will at least go to the website and just look around, read, learn, share, etc., mm-hmm. and then go from there.
Beautiful. And if you like the first and the second or all the other amendments, Michael Badnarik, our good buddy, is going to host a Constitution class with me in my hometown. And we're getting together July the 9th. And more information at robertscottbell.com. So what's next? I mentioned the health freedom angle. I mentioned the FDA angle. Am I barking up the wrong tree, the right tree?
No, this is huge. So we talk about one word, weed. The FDA is also a great example. It's not really a word, but
yes.
It's a great acronym that we can use as well because it is an example of how things play out when you allow bureaucrats and politicians to make decisions over anything for a large area. So mm-hmm. I recently did a video on four ways the FDA tries to take over control of the entire food industry. You can go to 10thamendmentcenter.com slash FDA, and it should take you directly to the YouTube link. Hopefully that's working.
Yes.
But I covered four things that they've used, and one of them was the Wholesome Meat Act of 1967. It had a bunch of mandates about slaughtering and processing, but what they did was they made them so difficult that none of the smaller slaughterhouses could actually accomplish, do what the federal government wanted them to do. So this was a way of actually helping out the big corporations, and the number of slaughterhouses around the country went from 10,000 when it was passed down to 3,000, and now I think it's around three companies control the entire meat supply in the whole country. And that's not really a good thing. We see the same thing play out on issues like raw milk. This is something that we've picked up the baton on more and more.
Yes.
Here at Spent the last couple of years. We recognize that the FDA and Department of Health and Human Services claim the power to ban raw milk even in intrastate. Now, they usually use the interstate and say, oh, you can't cross state lines with this stuff or do mm-hmm. things that might end up in crossing state lines, but they actually claim the power to ban it completely. They say it's a total health hazard. I mean, obviously, we know that benefits the big dairy companies there as well.
Right.
So when you are able to take action on a local level and do totally opposite of what they want in the centralized bureaucracies in Washington, D.C., you can advance freedom without waiting for them to tell us it's okay.
Yeah.
Which,
now, Michael,
which by the way, is never going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you got to nullify them. You got to take the power away from them. Don't beg them for to give you the power back is the point. And you're so your kung fu is so awesome. I just, you know, like it's the Bruce Lee, the 10th Amendment Center. It's Michael Bolden. And, it, you know, remove the power that they have to act against you. Withdraw your consent, withdraw your energy, and they have none to do that which they do to you. That's, you know, it's a universal, even spiritual principle.
It's the favorite RSB line. It's my personal favorite. The speech you gave in Kansas City a few years ago, I think it was 2011. We've memed it a bunch of times here on our 10th Amendment Center Facebook page. Stop asking for permission where none is required. Robert, that encompasses the entire message of what we apply to basically everything. So not everyone is going to be with us on every issue. There are going to be some yeah. people who are saying, you know what, I like what he's saying about weed or raw milk, but I don't want to apply that to guns. Well, you know what, you don't have to do that. But we're going to tell people, no matter what they feel is important to them, how to get that done. And we believe that same message can be applied to everything.
Yeah, so participation beyond membership. I mean, do you have people going out lecturing like I unofficially do? I don't go out in an official capacity unless you say so. But, you know, the reality is we need folks evangelizing on this issue.
We do. And we have some people do it sometimes. But running the show between me and the small crew that volunteers or works part-time, it's tough to get the whole job done. So we haven't been doing that as much as we have. The guy who does the most is Mike Meharry. He's our National
yep.
Communications Director. He's written three-ish books on various issues. And he's an amazing communicator.
Yeah, and with that, we've run out of communication time for my friend Michael Bolden. I'm so sad, but I'm so happy, too. 10 years later, the little 10th Amendment Center that could. It's big,
Robert,
and it's...
Yeah. Robert, I'm so grateful for your friendship. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hello to Sarah. Love to Sarah. And the new pets, the new birds. We'll get Michael back on as soon as we can, but he's never been... Well, he's always busy. He is, but he showed up on his 10th anniversary. Thank you, Michael. Back after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Our Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
One of the reasons I'm so excited to be back at the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, IAC conference, this time in St. Pete, last year in Nashville, is to see my good friend that I've known for so many years. I feel like, you know, she knew me when I was a kid, basically, almost. But Dr. Gloria Gilbert, she's written so many books. She's a prolific writer. Her website we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. She's got rejuvenation seminars. We'll talk about those as well. But, you know, being at IACT and seeing you just makes me happy because we get to have fun. You're just such
Thank
a
you.
a dynamo, considering what you've had to overcome in your life to even be alive again. You want to talk about street cred?
Oh,
what you've had to go through and why you're here, you know?
And health through education.
Yep, yep.
Because you learn from what you have to go through.
Well, exactly. And I've said it for many years. The greatest healers on planet Earth are the ones that had to overcome the most adversity.
Absolutely.
The biggest obstacles. Whether they have MD degrees or not. In fact, I call an MD degree a handicap for most.
It is.
Because you have to unlearn so much to get to where you are as an ND and everything else, as a homeopath, all of that.
Right.
And you've been at it for so many years. So I hesitate to say, what's been going on, Gloria? And we'll have like hours and hours to do. So
especially when we only do it once a year, right?
Exactly. But hopefully we can do it more, of course.
Right,
and
right.
Maybe I could ask you this. What is the latest book or the book that you're focusing on right now that my listeners would probably really dig and get a lot
this
out of?
This is exciting because here at the International Association for Colon Therapists, of which I am on the national board,
mm-hmm.
I just published a book for one of the colon therapists, Mark Buse,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Your Intestinal Tract is... I'm going blank. Intestinal Tract is Connected to What?
Your Intestinal Tract is connected to what?
Okay, because everything, as we know, inflammation is at the base of most disorders. Well, so is the intestinal tract, because most of our immune system is based in our intestinal tract. So in that book that I just published for Mark, he had said to me, what do you think is a topic I should, you know, do a book about? And I said, my God, the microbiota, because that is your community. That's your village of bacteria in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand the connection of that with liver disorders. You and I were talking about that on the break,
mm-hmm.
With allergies, with diabetes, with attention deficit, with anxiety, panic, and depression disorders. So the book covers all of that. And at this conference only, he is generously donating 100% of the proceeds to the national board,
mm-hmm.
because we pay a lot of money to be nationally certified so that we can validate the colon therapist.
You're having to interact with the bureaucracy we were talking about last
year. Exactly. That's what I was just kind of smiling when you say that.
Yeah.
And if we don't do that and give the criteria and the proper testing protocols, then it's not a legally defensible.
They come after the group.
They come after the group.
Yeah, exactly.
And they come after the therapists individually. So that's what we do as the national board. There's two boards.
Mm-hmm.
There's the IAC board, which is the governing body of the colon therapist.
Yeah.
And then there's the national board, which does all of the regulations and the whatever. So there's the two boards from the association.
So if we are looking at what's happening here with this book, my listeners are all over the world.
Right.
How can they get a book? I love the title. Your Intestinal Tract is Connected to What?
Yeah. Yes. The best way to do it is to go to Mark's website.
Okay.
And that is coffeedialysis.com.
Whoa. Coffeedialysis.com.
That was the first book I published for him.
Super Don. Did you catch that? Coffeedialysis.com.
And that is the benefit. We were talking again about the liver.
Yep.
That's the benefit of the connection between the liver and the intestinal tract.
So can you do a coffee IV, or do we still have to do it rectally?
No, we still have to do it rectally.
Oh, Super Don, I'm sorry. I was trying to help you out.
I know,
you almost had me there.
I know, I almost had you if you could have an IV, I know. But the thing, and remember, Dr. Gershon, to his credit,
mm-hmm.
in his cancer clinics, was the first one that really brought the coffee enemas and the coffee dialysis to the forefront.
Right.
Okay, but again, it was like he said, what should I write about? Because this is what he does, this is what he teaches,
mm-hmm.
and most people don't.
Right.
So that was the first book, and then he wrote a small book about vitamins for his clientele only, and then we just did this book. So if you go to coffeedialysis.com, you'll see that his new release is about the intestinal tract.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yep. And that money is being donated at the conference, anytime during the conference, to the national board.
Exactly. Tell everybody your website so they know it,
too. Okay, it's Gloria Gilbert, spelled G-I-L, B as in boy, E-R-E. com.
Yeah, and we have it linked up in the show notes here at robertscatbell.com as well. We have a couple of questions that have come in. Yesterday I had a question I answered from a guy in Louisville, Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Bourbon country. And he was saying, you know, when I drink some bourbon, my hips start hurting, like both hips. You know, and I was saying, which one hurts the worst? He said the right, you know, of course, the side of the liver. And I'm like, he's stressing his liver out, okay? Now he writes back today concerned. He says, this is a follow-up to my question that you answered on Tuesday's program. He was talking about the alcohol-hip connection in his body. As you mentioned, a couple of things like drinking lots of water, selenium, other things. And Don, close your ears, coffee enemas, because I mentioned that. But you also said it's from a bigger problem with my liver, right?
Yes.
A broader issue,
yes.
right? And I was wondering what I can do to safely detox my liver or what I need to be taking to help my liver. Like, if I do need to take selenium, how much should I take? What else should I do to flush out my liver to where it's working properly and I'm healthier? So thank you for all you do, Mike in Louisville. Well, Mike... is bonus time because I got Dr. Gloria Gilbert, and she's been with me through a lot of stuff, and she knows as well as I do the things to do. So I want to have you answer this.
Okay, number one, disclosure.
Yeah.
Because every case is different, I can't give you specific information.
Correct. We're going to give general information.
Right, we're going to give you general information. The first thing, the selenium is wonderful because the selenium binds to heavy metals. Mm-hmm. So when we do a hair analysis, for instance, and we are helping the body to chelate those heavy minerals, let's say it shows that there's aluminum and lead and arsenic, for instance, which we're seeing a lot of now, the selenium is good for that. But the main thing is for him not to try to doctor himself.
Okay.
Because, like, we use medical foods in my practice, mm-hmm. which is a protein shake that is FDA approved that states that after 3 clinical trials, mm-hmm. you can prove that that detoxifies phase 1 and phase 2 of the liver and then dumps the toxins through the kidneys for excretion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a health food store and they say, yeah, here's the 5-day liver detox, and people do it and they haven't reduced their toxic burden first, they're going to get sick. In other words, you've got to create the void, Robert.
Right.
You know that.
Well, yeah, we've talked about opening the pathways of elimination, clearing the pathway. And that also, you know, goes to what we're doing here, Gloria, with the IAC, because, you know, clearing the gunk out. I've said last year, and I'll say it again, these are some of the most important folks in the healing realm because of what they're doing. Just like, you know, I mentioned,
exactly.
You know, out there in the street, the garbage men, if they go on strike, man, it, all disease becomes possible out there in this world, right?
Exactly.
And so clearing the pathway, right?
Well, and we just talked about Mark Buse's book, and Mark just walked up.
Oh,
we just gave your book a plug.
Yes.
But let's go back to that,
mm-hmm.
because if you're cleaning out your liver and you are constipated.
Right, it's going to dump into the colon, right?
It's going to dump into the colon, then it putrefies, it becomes more of a toxic waste receptacle.
Right.
And so you're not accomplishing anything. So the coffee dialysis will help clean that,
mm-hmm.
but because the coffee goes so high, if it's done properly, which was what was mentioned in coffee dialysis,
right.
then you're reducing the toxic burden in the liver, which is why the Gerson clinics use it for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Because without the liver, which is your filtering processing plant,
yeah.
without that being supported, you can't overcome any disorder or disease.
Right, exactly.
So that's the next thing. The other thing that I can say to him is, what is the base of bourbon? I'm not a bourbon drinker. What's it made out of? Like, I know that vodka can be made out of potatoes.
Right.
It can be made out of...
And tequila is out of, what is that?
Agave.
Agave,
yeah,
right?
So what is bourbon? What's the base of bourbon?
Anybody know bourbon? What is it made of? Any Kentuckians in the house? Super Don, is it a corn thing? Is it a barley thing? What is bourbon made from?
Okay.
How do they?
So what I'm trying to get at is, what's
bourbon
your client?
Bourbon is corn.
Corn.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me
is it GMO
something.
Now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the GMO can be affecting his hip as much as
Good
gluten
point.
Does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if he's gluten sensitive and doesn't know it,
mm-hmm.
I have patients that'll eat a little bit of gluten and they'll go, oh, my right knee's killing me, and they can't
Good
figure
point.
Out why, and it's the gluten. So think about that.
Glory, did you hear about Dr. Stephanie Senna from MIT?
No.
She's been doing a lot of study on the gluten sensitivity issue, and she is finding glyphosate.
Yes.
Attached into the gluten,
yes.
attached into all of these grains. Even if some of them are organic, it depends. They are desiccating with
yes.
glyphosate to bring it to market faster.
Yes.
So this is a drying agent. And, it, you know, so that many people who are gluten intolerant may genuinely be, may not be, but the point is nobody is tolerant of glyphosate.
That's right.
Nobody. And we're dealing with a devastation. And she's predicting the glyphosate on top of the vaccine issue with autism.
Right.
And we're going to see 1 in 2
I did
children.
Hear that connection
yeah.
with
right?
autism.
Yeah.
So for your listener, mm-hmm. consider the fact that maybe try a different brand and see if they're not using the same...
Mm-hmm.
the same type of corn or additives to it. Or make sure, like I said, when somebody will drink vodka
yeah.
and they'll say, hey, doc, is that bad? Well, not necessarily unless you have inflammation and you're getting vodka made from potatoes.
Right.
If
and
it's
it,
made from grain, you're
say,
probably okay.
They say the mixture of grains, again, corn is one of them. Mash is usually filled out with malted barley on either rye or wheat. And, again,
you've got gluten.
Yeah. And you know,
so
again, we're coming back to organic versus non-GMO, all of those things to get us closer to the way we used to eat before we got the technological era, the 20th century said better living through
right.
synthetic chemistry.
Right, right. Can
yeah.
I give your listener one more suggestion?
Yeah, please.
Check your urine pH in the morning, first thing in the morning. And I guarantee you that when you're hurting, you're acidic, and when you're not, you're alkaline.
There you go.
So check it out. You just buy the little strips at the health food store, check your urine first pee of the morning,
mm-hmm.
and if you're acidic, immediately start drinking like some baking soda and some
yeah.
warm water with maybe a squeeze of lemon. Get that alkalinity up there, and your pain will usually go away if it's from something that you've had like that from a food source.
It's funny that you should bring up lemon, Dr. Gloria Gilbert.
Oh, God.
It's like you knew. I have another question of the day coming from Janice. She says, hi, Robert. I love your show and have learned so much from it. My question is regarding fruit. My boyfriend can eat lemons without making a face, and I have a hard time just squeezing a little in my water without puckering up. Well, give her a kiss then if she's puckering up. But lately, all fruit has tasted tart to me, and I cannot eat it. I just ate two small oranges and I made a face the entire time. Is there a reason some people can handle tart taste and some can't? Also, is there something going on in my body chemistry that is changing the way fruit is tasting to me? Thanks, Janice. Dr. Gilbert,
okay,
what do you think?
Your pH. Get some pH strips, the same thing. Because if you're real acidic and you're having an acidic fruit, mm-hmm. it can have that effect. Just like some people will get canker sores when they eat a lemon or a lime, and sometimes they don't. And they go, well, how come I can eat it sometimes and sometimes I can't? Because they're acidic on the days that they get the canker sore, mm-hmm. and they're alkaline on the days they don't. That's a simple, everything is about pH.
pH, right. And, you know, we've talked about different ways to change the pH. You and I know that toxins like, you know, pesticides,
yep.
residue, also acidify the body. It's not
exactly.
just about eating too much meat, per se,
exactly.
right? There's
right.
so many things that people don't realize when, why if I eat this, it's a vegetarian food, but is it clean? Or is it loaded with these toxic chemicals that come in and acidify as well?
Exactly, yeah. exactly. So hopefully that'll help. Try it.
Yeah.
And the best thing I use is baking soda to do that. Mm-hmm. But you don't use baking soda long-term for years and years because
right.
it will leach the chemicals out of the bone mm-hmm. density, which means that it can cause osteoporosis in the long run.
Right. And it's one of the least expensive, let's say, supplemental protocols like a sodium bicarb or calcium carb. What do
right.
you usually do?
Sodium bicarb.
Sodium bicarb.
Yeah.
So, you know, these things have been talked about. We've talked about Tullio Simoncini years ago
yes,
on the
yes,
air as well.
Yes.
So we're going to take a break, enjoying our time here at the IAC conference. It's just getting started. If you're anywhere near Central Florida, the Tampa Bay area, St. Petersburg is hosting this. You can go to IAC.org, I-AC.org. We've got it linked up in the show notes. Come and see us. And we'll talk about Gloria's books as well when we come back and how to get them. And then Ty Bollinger will join us. And maybe even the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. We're having a blast here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, it's just like that. Dr. Gloria Gilbert with me. I love her dearly. And, you know, we picked a picture off of your website. Must have been because my assistant producer
that's
found that.
That's an old one.
Yeah, you look lovely there. You
kidding? Thank
you. You're
that's
wonderful,
fine.
Right?
That's fine.
Yeah. No, you're still so huggable. Come on.
Oh, well. Huggable doesn't change.
No, okay. That's true. It doesn't. But
it's better with age.
Yeah, but the light's coming through because you're doing good work out here. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, being at the IAC conference. You've got these boards that are separate. You're trying to keep it. Obviously, this is a group that would be up for attack because the medical establishment doesn't like groups that actually accomplish things like healing, right?
Yep.
We know about that, and I talk about it all the time on the show. And I said this group is as important as any group out there in terms of real healing and bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with the people. Now, you also do a lot like that. You try to empower folks. The holistic rejuvenation seminars that you've got coming up, these are things that you can tap into from all over the world via the internet, or is it they have to be with you wherever you are?
No, it's always via the internet. It's given 4 times a year. It's a one-hour session, and it's literally $10 a session for 6 sessions. And it's you can get it, do it on my website. The next one begins in October. But here's how that came about. People were saying, that's great, we do a two-hour seminar. You give us an e-book that's included, you guide us, but then we're left alone. And
okay.
They're not necessarily clients or patients.
Right, okay.
So this way, it's interactive.
Okay.
They click a link, they see my PowerPoint, so it's screen sharing.
Okay.
And so they can see all the information visually, but then they call a number in, and then it's interactive. So
they
can
actually ask questions?
Absolutely.
Oh,
and then
okay.
And then somebody will say, like, maybe, you know, one person would say, you know, I'm having trouble with the medical food shake. I'm getting a little bit of a headache. Is that normal? No, it's not. You're detoxing too quick.
Okay.
Okay, I get, you know, whatever, with the supplement.
So maybe Mike from Louisville wants to plug into what
exactly,
you're doing, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's called Rejuvenation Detox. It's on the slider on the website, and the registration is right on there, and they get an e-book, a full e-book about it, and then the support for 6 weeks.
Cool. And so, but you don't take bourbon for payment, if Mike.
No, I don't take bourbon.
All right, Mike. It's $10. You got to do it.
No, not bourbon.
You know what? It was interesting. Just to bring this up, I connected with the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord. He's the guy that's beaten the FDA back 7-8 times now. And he had a client from India, of all places, from a pharmaceutical firm. The kid of the owner. I mean, this is a billion-dollar company. And he just says, I don't want to have anything to do with this. I got another idea. And he experimented with different botanical ingredients, found three together in combination, added into vodka specifically, and it reduced liver damage by 90% for the use of the vodka, and it actually had some regenerative benefit. He did the same thing for Tylenol, but a different formula.
Right.
And it reduced liver damage from Tylenol. But the makers of Tylenol, the manufacturers, said, we're not touching this with a 10-foot pole. You'd think they would embrace it, but no.
There's no money in it.
No. Well, what's worse is that they would have to accept liability that their product is the worst for the liver on the planet. Right? More people check into the emergency room
because
for Tylenol than any other substance. 50% of liver failure? Transplants? Because of Tylenol. Yeah,
yeah,
50%.
We have our resident MD here, Dr. Guest. Yeah.
Dr. Guest is awesome.
Yeah,
love
and
him.
He's on our board.
We'll have to get him in for a second.
Yes, 50%
later.
of the visits.
So we have, even utilizing the things that we would not necessarily endorse, people are innovative and they can figure this out. And the alcohol industry is fighting him on this additive to vodka. Because, of course, now it would be a special form of vodka that people would want that, and everybody would have to get that thing. You know, so it's fascinating how...
It's fascinating. Yeah. It's the same thing with all of the mass marketing and the confusion to consumers, Robert.
Yeah.
I mean, MSG is under 30-some aliases legally.
Even in vaccines.
Yes, a hydrolyzed vegetable protein. A client of mine was so sick, and she said, well, I'm watching everything, Dr. G. I'm reading the labels. And, of course, what I do is health through education, teaching my people how to take back control of their own health care.
Exactly.
And I said, read the ingredients to me. And there were like five forms of MSG that was legal in the food that she was buying that she thought was okay. And, of course, that's why she was getting sick. Mm-hmm. I mean, rashes and migraine headaches and, muscle cramps and the whole bit.
Yeah.
So once we educate, that's why health through education is the big scope of my institute,
right,
which is the Institute for Holistic Rejuvenation.
Now, real quick, we're almost out of time. Would you spank me because I grow some tomatoes in my garden?
No, not unless you have inflammation.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Well, then you can have them.
Okay.
Nightshades don't cause inflammation. They accelerate it.
Right. See, this is the thing of Gloria Gilbert. She knows about this stuff. Read her book. You can go to her website. We have it linked up in the show notes. Click on her wonderful face. Give her a hug if you see her like I do. All right, folks, this is it. First hour done from IAC. We've got lots more happening. Tomorrow, of course, we're going to do the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour to start with Jonathan Emord, as well as special guests while we are here. Next hour, Ty Bollinger, The Truth About Cancer, cancertruth.net, maybe even the Doc and Detox. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.